Blog Talk Radio.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past. Hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
Yeah!
My. Old sister said this is her exodus. When you look at that, you look at how God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. And every time they remember the Passover, they remember there was a point where God brought them out of captivity. So she said she was in captivity in her sin. So God moved it out of her. This is her exodus. You know, I don't know where you are in life and how you're dealing with God, but pray for that God is really convicting you to try to do his will. I was appalled when I heard that song, and it drew me to the, you know, a lot of people, Reverend and sisters and brothers, want to know, do they have the Holy Ghost? They want to know if it's, the Holy Spirit is dwelling with them. They try to find out. People tell them, they buy books, and you know, they get all kind of counseling and telling them about the Holy Ghost, and people make you believe in certain little things, how you can receive the Holy Ghost. I just want to tell you, Paul was dealing with something, and I'm gonna try to make it real plain to you if I can, if you pray with me. You know, over here in Acts 19, and dealing with the Holy Ghost. You know, that conviction that you get within yourself, that discernment that you have on your heart, prayerfully. Then it is the Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit tells you yourself, it calls you to make a choice, a conscious choice, to who you're going to serve. Help me, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Somebody said, some people thinking it's really only in just speaking in tongues, Reverend. You know? And I do know that is some of the evidence that God can put in that spirit, right? But it ain't the full meal deal, though. My belief.
No.
My belief. That's just, you know, my belief. I believe it's not the full meal. But I do know this in passing, Reverend. It is in the book that there should be some evidence that you and I, anybody that walk this walk, should have the Holy Spirit. You're going to need it in a time like now. You're going to need it. It ain't going to be the best-selling book. You're going to need that Holy Spirit as well, didn't you? It's going to have to be the one who's on the dwelling on the inside of you. And we want to talk a little bit about that this morning. And thank God always for another day, my brother. Thank him for the Holy Spirit and how he rests, rule, and abides. We believe in
him. Yes.
We believe in him. We believe that he rose. And we said it yesterday, and we believe it. It don't have to be us. We try to celebrate that on one day. You know, some people probably do celebrate it one day and put it back down to next year. But I'm going to tell you, we celebrate his death, burial, and resurrection every day. Over here, I believe we rejoice and believe that if it had not been for the Lord, who was on our side, where would we be? You know, a lot of folks, you know, Reverend, they kind of messed up on the laying on the hands, you know, you know. Again, you know, they sometimes it'd be like a stage, you know. Some people be sitting in the audience, you know, maybe in a wheelchair, or they can't see the blind women, and they come up front, and the pastor, you know, hitting on them, bless their eyes, and they throw the cane away, and they can see, and then, you know, you walk out and check the history out, and they never were blind, they never was crippled, man, you know. It messed it up, so it took the effect away what God had done in the beginning, you know. Because what he does, it's hard to duplicate it, brother. But one thing you can do, Reverend, if you have faith, God will. I know it right about it. He will hear your prayer. If you believe and you pray with a sincere heart, God will hear. Now, when he does it, it's on him. He moves on his own terms. I just want to touch about that spiritual gift, Reverend, about the laying on the hands, you know, mm-hmm. Paul came to mind with me with this. You know, I know Jesus was the ultimate healer. You know, where he can wake you up, right, or he can lay you down. But whatever he does, I just want him in my business.
mm-hmm.
God is an awesome God, brother. Go there for a minute, and if it be his will, he'll open up the scripture to us so we can see what he has for us this morning. Again, the laying on the hands. We always say, you know, everybody can't pray for me. You know, you got people, you know, they have some problems, brother, and then they start to pray for you, and the ones praying for you, that's probably one need to be prayed for. Amen. But I will tell you,
yes, sir.
Go make sure you be around someone who believes in prayer. That prayer is essential. You know, it's essential. It shouldn't go a day go by you didn't tell, ask, or go in some kind of what we call a closet. You know, what I'm talking about. It shouldn't be somewhere that you just be you and God and praying to him, to your mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, because he has to hear from you. I know I'm running back. If you say you're a child of God and you never pray, mm-hmm. and you never take time out and give him some time and prayer, I beg to differ, my brothers and sisters. What kind of relationship is that? So I want to tell you this here. I'm going to deal with this laying on the hands. Acts 19.
Mm-hmm.
It's be God's will. What do you have on your heart today, bro?
Yeah. Thankful. Thankful to be able to be in attendance today. Praise the Lord. God made a way I can be in attendance. Thank you for that. Thank you for another chance. I remember with the brothers and sisters. That's amazing. Partake of this blessing God got for us.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for your sweet spirit that's already in this place. We thank you for the song, Lord. The young lady says she's thanking you for her exodus, Lord. She's thanking you for how you brought her out, Lord. Some of us, Lord, we just want to wake up this morning and say thank you for another day, Lord. Thank you for making this day out of reality, Lord, that we didn't know and that we couldn't see it. You just made this day real to us. Lord, you didn't do it because we were just so good, Lord. But you let us tarry here just a little longer, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for it, Lord. We ask you to forgive us for any sins, Lord. Known and unknown sins, Lord. Cover us with your blood, Lord. Cover us with your love, Lord. Cover us with your understanding and your peace, Lord, to pass it all understanding. Lord, we come before you in the word of God, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Father God, Lord, as we get in the word, Lord, we ask you, Father God, open our heart, Lord, to be receiving of our word, Lord. Lord, we ask you, as we teach it and preach the word of God, let it be that they hear you, Lord, and not the voice they hear, Lord, but hear your voice, Lord. We ask you, Father God, move in the stubbornness right now, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit have its way, Lord. Bless, Father God, whoever you will, Lord. Give your peace there, Lord. Someone might be still struggling on some things they don't understand, Lord. But, Lord, we know, Father God, you're a may waker, Lord, and a promise keeper, Lord. And we thank you for it, Lord. Lord, we ask you in these last days, can we believe it, Lord? We believe this generation might see your coming, Lord. But Lord, we just thank you for how you, for just a few years ago, a few minutes ago, Father God, you was taking them out really rapidly one mile, Lord. It got so bad, Lord, that we had to shut the whole economy down. Everything got shut down, Lord. Even shut down the physical church, Lord. And man had couldn't come out, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for how you move. Because only you can do loud things to happen. So we thank you for it, Lord. We just ask you to bless us, Lord, that we go and try to do your will today, Lord. And we ask all this blessings in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Acts 19. God is dealing with Paul with laying on the hands. And it reads like this. And it came to pass that, that while Apollos was in Corinthian, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, in Ephesus, and found a certain disciple. He said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost, help me, Holy Spirit, since you believe? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he said unto them, that's what he said now, unto them, what then were you baptized? And they said, unto John the baptism. then said Paul, John really baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is one Christ. Well, I'm going somewhere, y'all. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when Paul had laid his hand upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. Now watch this now. I'm gonna stop in a minute. And he went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. Oh, you think I ain't gonna stop, do you? But when the divers was hardened and the believers not, but speak evil of the way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated his disciples and disputed daily in the school of Tyrannus. And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all, watch this now, they that dwelled in Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Jews and Greeks. And God wrought a special miracle by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sickness of a handkerchief or apron, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirit went out of them. Now I'm gonna tell you something, Paul. Just a minute, right here. As we read that there, you can see how God used the man of God. One thing I've learned something, Reverend. I've learned something. You can try the spirit by the spirit where it be under God. Paul asked a question, Reverend. He said, do you have the Holy Spirit? He said, have you received it, Reverend? And they said, they ain't never heard of it, Reverend. Would there be any Holy Ghost? Help me, Holy Spirit. They said they ain't never heard of it, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? See, now you got it now, people, because they maybe can sing. Watch this now. Maybe they can do a little hooping, you know. Maybe they might can convey the word pretty good, you know what I'm talking about? And there's levels in the Holy Spirit within them. My brothers and sisters, the Holy Ghost, I'm going to read this little verse. I'm going to tell you what I believe the Holy Ghost, when I read this one here to you, and it's John over here. You probably know where I'm going. John 14 and what? 26. Look, this is what he said now. Now, watch what he said. Jesus said this. I'm going to back up 25 just to get a little more helpful right here. He says, these things have I spoken unto you, being present with you, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. Look what they're doing now. And bring all things to your remembrance. And whatsoever I have said unto you, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give it. Look what he said. I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. See, Jesus knew he was about to leave. He knew that he had to leave so he can go prepare this place for you and I, like he's doing right now as we speak. He had, but when he leave, when he was leaving them, he left them with something that's going to help them in times of trouble, in times of what we call right today worry and going through some things, Reverend, that we don't understand. The thing Jesus taught them, the Holy Ghost going to bring it back to their remembrance. Some people try to wrap Jesus in a box, God in a box, and say this is the only way it is. And every time you try to put an absolute to Jesus Christ, who our Savior, God showed him what he came to do. He did it. Now he's leaving. That he left us with the Spirit inside of us that helped us. So the Spirit can comfort you when you're down. The Spirit can lift you up. I don't know if you got a lot of noise, brother. I don't know if that's just me. If I got feedback, it might be me. If I got a little feedback, I'm hearing some little feedback.
Okay.
It might be. Let me see. Go on mute for a second. Let me see something. Yeah, you got that was you, bro. You got. And no, it might be me. I'm still hearing it. Testing. Can you hear me? It might be me, man. Let me try something else. Might be me, Rip. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You have that's feedback killing me, man. But anyway, as I try to get through this lesson, I'm gonna try to get through. I know what the hell Holy Spirit trying to present to us, and the adversary probably don't want us to speak on this lesson by laying on hands. For Paul asked the question about the Holy Ghost, and they say they didn't ever heard of it, remember? Any of us, you know what I'm talking about? And these supposed to be who, really? Followers of God. And instead of Paul, casting them out and say they ain't no good, Reverend, you know what he did, Reverend? You know what he did? He didn't talk about them, so he prayed with them. And before he prayed, he asked them, have they been baptized, Reverend? A lot of folks get that baptism, and they think it's just not what it's supposed to be. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah. I believe. Now, if I'm dead wrong, you know, you don't have to believe my teaching. You know what I'm talking about? But I believe what the book says. You know what I'm talking about? If Jesus got baptized now, if Jesus allowed John to baptize him, if he allowed him to baptize him, and you really think, a lot of folks are arguing with you about the baptism. They're trying to belittle it, man. You hear what I'm talking about? They're trying to belittle it and talking about it ain't nothing but you just making a public showing that you love the Lord and you do it publicly and you get down in the water, you come up and you believe and you die and roll that, and that's what it, on the latter part, that's what it is. But it's more than just showing somebody you've done it so they can see it. The Bible just told us right then when he told them, he said unto them, what then, were you baptized? So we believe that baptism is more than what people think it is. We believe that baptism is essential because when you get baptized, you're doing the same thing that Jesus did, what John did to him. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when you see that, you know it got to be true because look what John said, Reverend, in First John, I mean, this ain't First John, but chapter 1, John over here. John answered them and said, I baptize with water, but there stand one among you whom you not know. He said, he is who coming after me, preferred before me, whose shoes latches I'm not worthy to loose. He said, look what he said, and then the scripture said, the next day, help me, Holy Spirit, the next day he seen Jesus coming unto him and said, behold, the Lamb of God, which take away the sins of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me come a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not. Watch this now. But that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore, I come to baptize with water. And John, look what it said, John bear record saying, I saw a spirit, help me, Holy Spirit, descend from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him, and I knew him not, help me, Holy Spirit, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto him, watch this now, y'all, upon whom thou seest the Spirit descending, that remain on him, watch this here, the same which baptized with the Holy Ghost, and I saw bear records that it is the Son of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Jesus was baptized by John. John baptized him. That is a purpose. People try to skip things, you know. They try to move around things that you should not. You don't have to do this. Well, I'm going to tell you one thing about it. This is my, you don't have to follow me now. You don't have to believe nothing, but I'm just going to tell you this. I believe every person should be baptized. I believe every person should go their route, because John Paul saying it right here, have you been baptized, Reverend? Have you been baptized? This is a form of you repentance, right? This is a form of you saying, like the Romans says, what is over here, 6, right? 6:4, if you don't mind. Romans 6:4 tells us that water and the reason that we're symbolizing what Jesus did, right, when he was getting baptized. It says, look what the Bible said in verse 3. Look at it. It says, know ye not that so many of us were baptized in Jesus Christ, were baptized into death. Therefore, we were buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory, help me, Holy Spirit, by the glory, I don't know, man, in the name of Jesus. Because anybody else hear me, just, I got echo, anything going on? Because is it, anybody hear me? Because I don't want to be really going through a whole lesson. Okay.
Yeah,
you saying you hear an echo? You hear an echo?
Yeah, just every now and then.
No, we're not hearing no echo, bro. Good morning.
Okay. Thank you, bro. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It's trying to stop me from getting the lesson out, but they ain't gonna get it. I ain't gonna let it do it. Okay, thank you, Will. I'm not gonna let it. It ain't gonna defeat that. That devil is a lie. What the spirit is trying to get me right. It's trying to, this other spirit is trying to wrestle against it, because now I done changed 2 or 3 different things and trying to get this lesson out, right? I'm trying to let you know about this baptism. I'm trying to let you know about this Holy Ghost. And it is essential. Some people don't believe this. They don't. This is a very controversial statement that I'm going to tell you. I believe everybody must be baptized. Jesus was baptized. John, Paul just said it to them, have you been baptized? And baptism is a showing you, and early we find out, it's showing you the death, burial, and the resurrection. It's showing you that when you go in the water, you emerge into the water, it's like Jesus going in the grave. And it's showing that when you submerge out, and you come out that water, river, and you come out of it, my brothers and sisters. It's like you came, well, Jesus came out the grave. And then the other thing is that you walk in newness in life. The old man is dead now, and the new man is up. So Paul was telling them, John baptized with that kind of repentance. He baptized the man should repent and ask God for forgiveness for their sin. So watch this here. Now, when you see that go across, there ought to be some things that you don't want to do no more. That's why a lot of people don't want to get baptized, right? That's why a lot of people, but they don't know this here. That don't mean it's going to zip you for not making mistakes. Help me, Jose. You're going to make a mistake. You're going to fall and bust your head. That don't mean that God's not in the midst. There's a growing part there. There's a growing thing there. As you grow, the closer you get to God, the less you want to do wrong. Help me, Holy Spirit. The less you want to do wrong. That's why when the baptism comes, some people take off running and running good. Some take run and stop. And some just don't take off and do nothing. And some just go and don't even stay. But when you really been sincere about your conversion, that you believe that God has delivered you from, you don't remain the same. You don't do the same things anymore. What you do, you look at things different now. You cannot, especially the closer you get to God, the closer you get to God, the Holy Spirit start tugging at you. The Holy Spirit start tending you when you're right and you're wrong. You don't need nobody to tell you. You don't need no Dr. Phil. You don't need no Eric. You don't need no, watch it, Reverend, pray for me. You don't need Reverend Henry. You don't need nobody on this phone to tell you when you're right or wrong. God gave you that, and you got that thing. Soon as you accept him as Lord and Savior, soon as you, especially when you get baptized, things don't start changing. Things don't start coming to you a little different then. And most of the time, adversity gets more harder. The trials get more harder. Paul has baptized. And he talked about John. He said that the authors received this Holy Ghost, you need to be baptized. That's what John said. John said it then. He said unto them, he said, what then, were you baptized? That's what he asked them. And they said unto him, yeah, the John baptism. Then Paul said this. Paul said, John verily baptized you with baptism of repentance, said unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ. This is what you're doing when you're taking on that baptism. You got to believe that what Jesus came down and walked on this earth and took everything that you and I are going through right now and took it to the cross. You got to believe that. And you can't, it ain't just because you hear it. You got to believe it in your heart. Because the next verse in 5 said, he said, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that's another thing. Now, hear what it said. They were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. I want to tell you, a lot of folks have a problem some people have a problem when you hear somebody say they don't do it like the book said, you know, in Matthew 28, around the 19th verse, somewhere up in there, they don't mind, we can go there. And Jesus gave a charge, you know. He gave a charge to his disciples. And when he gave them this charge, he told them to baptize. And I love how he put it. He put it so man can't err in it. And he told them to baptize him in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Then, but you come over here, Paul said, in the name of the Lord Jesus, they are represented all in one. There's no error in what Paul was saying there, and Jesus was telling his disciples at that time. When you mention Jesus, there are Father, Son, in the Holy Ghost, they are one spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. So when you hear Paul, once they acknowledge Jesus is their Lord, they believe in it, he said now he baptized them in the name of the Lord. And Paul just didn't only do that. He laid his hands on them, like verse 6 said. He laid his hands on them, and he touched them. And when he touched them, the Bible said they spoke with tongues, and they prophesied.
and they prophesied. And all the men of 12, they went off into the synagogue speaking boldly. And I'm going to tell you something. When you get that Holy Spirit, when you get God in your body and you can feel him in your body, man, you'll start being more boldly. Nobody ain't going to make you say that because, you know what, it's in you. It's hard to keep what God is in you. If God is in you, kingdom building is going to come. Kingdom building is going to speak. And matter of fact, God like using people like us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He like using someone that they know that it had, when they hear you, they know it had to be coming from God. Because they went in the synagogue, and the Bible said that in the space of 3 months, they disputed, in the old word, Reverend Henry, persuaded the things coming from the kingdom. See, preaching, we believe. We believe preaching is a divine persuasive. You are persuading someone that Jesus Christ died and rose. You're trying to put it in their heart to let them know that that's what the thing is about. Believing that he died and rose, and one day, maybe soon, we don't know the hour and time that he might come back for man. And when he come back for man, when I say man, I mean woman, man, and child. When he come back, you won't have the opportunity to say you believe in. You have to believe before he come. That's why we're doing urging you and compelling you to know the Lord before you get absent out this body. Because the believers in this time, they harden their heart. They believe not in what them guys were saying, and they were disputing them. You ever been somewhere, somebody trying to question your walk, trying to question how you serve God, trying to question how you love God, you know, and sometimes we do give them some bad evidence, you know. Sometimes we give them something to work with we shouldn't be giving them. But let me tell you something, repenting is good. You can ask God for forgiveness. Just turn around and do better. Try to walk with the Lord. Get where someone can speak to your spirit and teach your spirit, not your flesh. Not the clapping your hands, but telling you that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life, Jesus. So they tell you about the problem. If you're sinning, this is going to be your reward. But they never hung on the hope. See, the hope is in Jesus. That's why he gave them Jesus. That's why when they can go out and preach, and people, even though they disputed them, every time they go to these schools and they question them, they can stand boldly because we read in John, 14:26, he said that Holy Spirit, it will teach you all things, and it will bring things back to remembrance. Many times that you've been in, probably don't be in too many arguments, but if you ever be somewhere that you have to express God's love, God will bring it back to your attention, my brothers and sisters. But one thing about it, you got to put something in there, too. You got to put some study time in there. The Bible says study to show thyself approved unto God, not Eric, not nobody, but unto God. And he said, and a workman should not be ashamed. You go somewhere and you got that word and you're ashamed of God, he's going to be ashamed of you in front of man. If God said he give you the urge to preach and teach his word, my brothers and sisters, do it. Do it and watch this and watch the salvation of the Lord. The same day we just read earlier when John said he seen the dove, like the Holy Ghost, like the dove, come down on Jesus. Don't you know if you get close enough to God, you can see some spiritual things. You can see some things that you will be imagined. Sometimes somebody say, man, I have a lot of nightmares. Because one thing about it, we go to bed without praying. Help me, Holy Spirit. Another thing, we go to bed, we go with so much trouble on our mind. Clear your mind before you go to bed. Matter of fact, clear your whole scheme. Say, Lord, help me as I lay down and go to sleep. You know, I don't have no more Jesus. Well, don't be playing with God with that. This thing is serious. Tell God that and ask him to show you your life. I'm telling you, if you allow God to come in and you allow God to come in there in your bedroom while you're laying down, he will visit you. I know him right about it. Don't mess around and read some scripture before you go to bed. Don't mess around and get a little devotion in time when you go to, before you go to bed. I promise you, God will. God will. That's why when, look at this here, you hear what some people say, I don't know why these guys be arguing. And look what verse 9 said to me. Look what he said, but when they, the divers of hearten, believing not, but speak evil of the way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples and disputed daily in the school of Tyrannus. My brother, look, I'm going to make sure you get this pen. He said, and this continued by a space of 2 years, so that all that which dwelled in Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Jews and Greeks. I want to tell you, see, everybody don't have that assignment. Can you imagine being somewhere somebody don't want to hear you? Can you be around somewhere somebody don't, you know, a lot of preachers and teachers, if they don't hear no amen, they get a little rough, and they get to say, well, ain't nobody that want to receive it. I'm telling you, you're going to have some people like that. But that don't mean they don't receive you. But these people right here, they received him, but Paul was more persistent at it. He stayed with him. You know, many times, if one or two of people might hit the one button, they asked me a couple of times, why you keep messing with them guys? Why you keep doing certain things? You know, why you do certain things? I mean, one thing Brother Whittledow asked me when I first started hanging around the guys, you know, on the back line. And it might have been the front line. I guess it was Blog Talk. And he asked me a question. He said, when you hear the brothers to the other way, if y'all been on the back line on the Blog Talk, you know that sometimes they can get a little rough out their mouth. He said, well, why you still hang around? Why you still hold on? Why you still come around? Why they get the word of Brother D and Brother Tim, Sister Mary, and he had to tell Sister Mary to leave because he know it might get a little rough. Why you keep coming? Why you keep trying to preach the word, Brother D, Brother Tim? Why you trying to teach Reverend him? Why are you trying to preach the word, Brother Nunn? Why y'all trying to do all these things? And soon they get through, they go back where they were. Let me tell you something. It's like a seed. That's what I told him. It's like a seed. You see that when you put that seed in some good ground, you know what I'm talking about? And you got to add the water to it. You know what I'm talking about? And that's what the Bible tells Paul and Apollos. One man plant the seed, and another man add the water. But God does the increase. So we have to be patient, you know what I'm talking about, when we're giving and helping somebody. We got to look at this circumstance, and if you let the truth be told, you ain't been no overnight cessation yourself. Help me, Holy Spirit. So we have to be patient with people and take our time with people. And God gave you that assignment. Trust me, my brothers and sisters, you might have to tarry there like he did. He tarried 2 years there. But he told the disciples, you go on. Let me stay with this problem. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Every situation ain't for everybody. Oh, help me. Every calling ain't for everybody. That assignment that he had, he knew his disciples where they was at. He just moved them on a little bit. So, because one thing about it, he didn't want to mess them up too as well, because a lot of people didn't want to receive. They hardened their heart to it, my brother. But when the Holy Ghost there, when God bring in the Holy Ghost, he had to let him show a little bit more. So he took out a sick body, and he took this handkerchief out and the apron, and the disease was over the thing, and he prayed, and the evil spirit came out of that. So only God can do that. That's why a lot of people have to watch it. You know, now they got there selling these things with handkerchiefs and you know, tiles, and you know what I'm talking about, so you can be healed and delivered. I'm telling you right now, my brothers and sisters, it's really not always into the tangible things of that, but I want to tell you one thing about it. You can put all on that thing, pray hard as you want to. If the Spirit of the Lord is not in that, in the one who's praying, and you, when you touch and agree, you're not agreeing, that prayer stay right in that room. But boy, if you get everybody on one accord, help me, Holy Spirit. Because that spirit was there, was contrary to Paul. But Paul was persistent, and he went a little farther with just letting them know in baptism. He said, this one here, I got to go a little farther with it, and then laying in the hands on them. Help me, Holy Spirit. And if we see that I'm gonna try to finish this thing. Then a certain vagabond Jew with Exodus took up on them to call them over there, which would have evil spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, "We adjourn." Look what it said. You by Jesus, whom Paul preached. Watch this here. He's in several of them, have seven sons of, and this is the devil, of Jews and the chief and the priest, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus, I know, and Paul, I know." He said, "But who are you?" That's what I was saying. They were going out there and were trying to do what they seen Paul did. They were trying to do, and look what the Spirit did to them. Called them out. Said, "We know Jesus, and we know Paul, but who are you?" Look what this Spirit did. And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overcame them, and prevailed against them, so they would fail at the house of a naked wounded. I'm trying to tell you, that spirit came out and whooped them. You know, somebody said, "Now you're talking crazy." I'm in the book, y'all. I'm reading verbatim after book. The spirit came out and whooped them. That's why I'm telling you, my sister, if you go somewhere and you dealing with some evil spirit, somebody said, "Well, I'm talking about you dealing with some spirit will come out that body and jump on you." That's why we ask when people be in this kind of deliverance that you be praying. Your mind be focused on Jesus. The brothers them, they wasn't ready to go out to do this deliverance. And the spirit know they didn't have it in there. And they called them out. And that's what we try to show you, that this Holy Spirit we got, there's levels in this thing. You know what I'm talking about? You know, there's levels in it. Then you look at the people and you start saying, why these people act like they do? People have evil spirits and don't even know it. It controls them and they don't even know it controls them. I'm talking about some of them be church people. I know this ain't a popular subject. I know it ain't prayer. So I know you probably say, "I've been around long enough, I ain't never felt that." You might have one close in you, don't even know it. Oh, help me. It's so comfortable with you. We have heard something said one time, Reverend Healy, when healing was going on, deliverance was going on, the Spirit said, "Why do you mind? He doesn't mind." Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm in the book. Today, this Spirit is talking to them. It literally talked to them. You know, you can look at somebody and you've been around them long enough and you can hear something different out of them. You can actually hear something different out of them. You can hear something different. So recognize them spirits there. Recognize when you say, "Man, I just can't, this ain't you." No, you know it. Once you hear that spirit, and even yourself, you're going to say, "Man, I did this wrong." That was a spirit had you saying the thing. That was a spirit had you doing what you're doing. But let the Holy Spirit speak for you. Help me, Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit calm you down when you finna get into some situation. This spirit here knew that these guys went up, didn't have enough, spirit of the Lord in them. They had just been like a new convert. Somebody just got baptized. Now they're trying to run out there and save the world. But they need to be taught. Help me, Holy Spirit. They need to be taught. They need to be sit down a little while and learn and be disciple. And being disciple, it means some of us get it a little quicker than most, and some don't. But that's only how God give it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But this spirit, they were talking, it jumped out and overtaken them. And then, matter of fact, it whooped them so much, it whooped them till they were naked. and I love how we look at it, because we find out how what God did. Look what he said. And it was known to all Jews and Greeks, also dwelling in Ephesus. He said, the fear fell on them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And many that believed came confessing and showing their deeds. I don't know what they got to do to get you to come in, my brothers and sisters. I don't know how he going to have to get you in there. Look what they did once all this happened. This is what people got a problem with, Reverend Henry. He said many of them are also was curious in arts and brought their books together and burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them and found it for 50,000 pieces of silver. So the mighty grow the word of God and prevail it. Help me, Holy Spirit. When God come in somewhere and he come in your life and he moves in people's heart, brothers and sisters, you don't remain the same. They got confused there, brother. You can get confused in this ministry if you don't stay close to the word and study. You can be discouraged if you don't get in the word and study. You have to watch this here now, all the tables you eat off of. You have to watch who's teaching you, who's preaching you. And most of the time, my brothers and sisters, if that word don't affect them in their life, help me, Holy Spirit. If that word is not affecting them and living in their life, it's going to be God going to show you if you're following that the wrong person. And it's going to be up to you to make a choice if you want to keep following that person. But I want to tell you, be aware of the devil. He's really crafty. He can make the pastor look real bad sometimes. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But you know the pastor need prayer, don't you? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Did you know that teacher need prayer, don't you? Don't you know that evangelist need prayer, don't you? Don't you know the witness of God needs prayer? Right now, it attacked me so hard a while ago. I'm hearing feedback. My brother said he heard echoes and try to take me off the lesson a little bit. But everything I'm giving you is of God. Everything I'm doing. So the adversary, when you start speaking to that spiritual realm, he has to attack it. You know, I could have just stopped and said, well, forget it, man. We'll try it again tomorrow. But being persistent, like our brother was for 2 years, dwelling there, they wanted to get the people to hear him, whether they were Jews or Greek, he stayed with it. That's where we are in this ministry. You have to stay with it. You can't pick this ministry up, say you're a minister of God, a teacher of God, and cut it off. If it is, you need to sit down. Help me, Holy Spirit. You need to sit down and be taught. Because this thing is an in-season and an out-of-season. You got to preach it and teach it even when they don't want to hear it and they want to hear it. You have to labor in it and allow God to help you to perseverance in it, because there's going to be some people don't want to hear you by talking about laying on the hand. That is a doctrine. One scripture, the Hebrew writer says, of the doctrine of baptism, on the laying on the hand, and the resurrection of the dead, and the eternal judgment. Hebrews 6:2. That is scripture, my brothers and sisters. That ain't nothing nobody just came out. I know these men and women that kind of messed it up because they got people in the crowd and getting up on canes and they really ain't blind and playing with people. But this stuff is real. You can be healed. Deliverance can happen. God can move some things in your life. They might have played with it and tried to mess it up, but it's only by your faith how it's going to move. So watch this here. Just believe that God can make a way in your life spiritually, so you can see things like Paul was trying to tell the church. Let this go forth in your mind. Let this really go forth in your mind. We don't force nobody to believe how we. Well, I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. All this talk, right? I'm not forcing you to believe what I just gave you. I ask you to go back and read it. I ask you to go back and study off into it. I really believe when Paul said the first thing he said to them, "Have you received the Holy Spirit?" And they said they haven't heard of that. Then he told them, "Have you been baptized?" These things are. There are some places, and none, we change. Man change, they got too smart. But they done change with God. Jesus got baptized. I'm telling you, he did. He did, and he told John to do it. John said, I wasn't even worried, but John still did it because it was already, in the book. He had to do it. And once he did it, Jesus went in the wilderness for 40, days. And he went into prayer, and then the devil tempted him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Don't you know when these things we call walk on Christ, you're going to be tempted. You're going to be tried. Don't leave the Lord. Just learn about him more. Get closer to him. May God bless you and keep you always in my prayer. I don't know if you can come in real, but I got to get on. You know what I'm talking about? I got to move on. And I, if you can't, then let me know. I'll go on, go a little farther.
Yes, sir. I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. I stayed on mute, okay. Just in case if I had noise.
It might be me. I gotta get up now. I gotta get up.
Okay.
Love you, brother.
I got you. I got you. Hey, love you too. Praise the Lord. Great word. Great lesson today. Thank God for that lesson. Thank God for teaching some, reminding others of the importance of baptism and receiving the Holy Ghost, receiving His Holy Spirit, the Comforter that will guide us and keep us and teach us along the way. Thank God for that. Be one. Praise the Lord. And push the one button. You know, anybody need prayer? Anyone that, praise the Lord. May I add to the lesson? I see you, hey, Martha. God bless you. Consider the poor. She sends in, consider the poor. Open your heart to God to learn compassion and open your hand to give help. Open your heart to learn compassion and then also open your hand to give help. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The righteous considers the cause of the poor. The righteous, Matthew 25:31-40, and also Proverbs 29:7. The righteous consider the cause of the poor. And, you know, when you have the Holy Spirit, another way you can have evidence that you do have the Holy Spirit, when you care for the children of God, and also when you are compassionate about others, and you're so quick to put others before yourself, that's another way for you to know that you have received this Holy Spirit, and this Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, which governs our lives, which keeps us on that straight and narrow. True riches, she sends in as well. What we value reveals the state of our heart. What we value reveals the state of our heart. Praise the Lord. Luke 12:34, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Our treasure, we found this treasure in a hidden vessel, and the treasure is Jesus. The treasure is the Holy Spirit. The treasure is the gift of God that He gave you. You know, though you go astray or sometimes get out of the way, but that treasure that it causes you to come back to the Lord. That treasure in this vessel that we have causes you want to repent and do better. Then you know you have received that baptism. Unto repentance. You it's just on your heart that if you feel like you're wrong, you want to repent. You want to do better. You want to cling close to God. Praise the Lord. Clothes for the climate. Kindness is the oil that takes the friction out of life. Kindness, it's all that takes friction out of life. Life will bring friction alive. Oh, praise the Lord. That kindness. With kindness is also a matter. It is a first fruit. it's a fruit of the Lord. To be kind, it also walks hand with being compassionate. When you can just listen to someone that may be having a rough time, friction, that the trials and tribulation may have buffered them to, may have doubt sometime, or may just need someone to tell them that God cares, or I care. Hallelujah! It takes away, that friction. Praise the Lord by your kindness. riches also you gave us, consider the poor. God bless you. Brother D, you open. Praise the Lord. You open. Praise the Lord.
I'm on mute again. Amen. Amen. Good morning, my brothers. Good morning.
Good morning.
Brother D not gonna hold you long. He just wanna get his name on the prayer list, praying for me that I continue to stay strong in the Lord. Faith is truly trying his best to work his mess. I don't want to say it, but I have to say them is trying his best to work his mess on God's people. And we truly need to stay prayed. If I heard my brother teaching on John baptized, you know, the Bible said that Jesus walked 72 miles. We don't want to drive 7 miles. They say he walked 72 miles just to be baptized. He didn't go and tell him he didn't have to be. But he did to let man know. Oh, thank God for Jesus. Pray for me, Rev. In the process of praying for me and mine, I want to keep Brother Pi Joe in our prayers. Brother Pi Joe, I wanted to speak with him yesterday. You know, he told us a while back he lost a loved one. Then he turned around yesterday, he lost another loved one. And you know, sometimes Satan would take. No, brother, don't do that. Don't do that. Satan won't take. Sometimes God will take to let you know. He's trying to get a message to you. And sometimes we don't want to hear it. Gotta move in your family. When he wants you to come in and you don't want to come in, you're resisting. A lot of times we resist the Lord and don't see it. We don't think we're doing it. But you're resisting God's word. God will move in your family. He'll move in a way that you don't like. He will allow those deaf angels to roll through. So I want to keep Brother Pi Joe in our prayers. Amen. And just keep me on your prayer list, really. So that my brother knows that I love you. I missed yesterday, but thank God for Jesus that's recorded. I can go back and listen to it. But I'm here today. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, sir. We will be praying for Brother D. Continue to keep Brother D in your prayers, his family, and Brother Pajo. Praise the Lord. You know that God will. God knows just what it takes to get our attention. You know how to speak with us.
Yes, he do. Yes, he do.
Because he is the creator. He made each and every one of us. And before we was formed, he already knew us, but he knew what it takes to have us to, like Brother Tim said, come on in out the rain. You know. He know
come on out the rain.
You know, he know our chemical makeup. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. Praise the Lord. He know how to speak to our spirits and what will cause us to come running and say, what must I do to be saved? Well, how can I have this closer walk with him? Oh, praise the Lord. And can it joy when you fall into divers temptation? Can it all joy knowing that God is trying to pull you, trying to see, none of us can come to him unless he calls us. So be thankful unto him and always try to bless his name. So when he allows certain trials and tribulation, tell him thank you for it takes that. It takes the sunshine and even the rain for the day to be perfect. If you had sun always, you'll find yourself not appreciating it. But when the storm comes, when the rains are beating and when you get too much of it, oh Lord, you look and long for that sun to shine. And even when that sun is shining so much in its strength day in and day out, you'll ask the Lord, let it rain a little bit. So I know I'm right about it. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for his grace. Thank the Lord for his mercy.
Yes.
Hallelujah. See, we ask for prayer because we know where to go, and God will answer. Hallelujah. We serve
yes, he
God.
Will. Yes,
a,
he
a,
will.
A just God.
Say a prayer, he, God.
Yes, sir. We serve a God that he is not a statue that we go pick up and tote him around, but God will carry us around. Hallelujah. We serve a living God.
Amen.
Oh, we thank him. And we just get excited when we talk about what he can do because we remember what he has done for us before. He has made a way for us before. So we're excited about it. And even with the lesson today, that Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That's why we ask a question. Yes, because have you received? Have you received the Holy Spirit? So you know what we're talking about. That voice that guides you. It leads you. It tells you when you're right or when you're wrong or when you need to repent or when you need to get closer or when you need to separate yourself. This Holy Spirit does that. Well, it is the Spirit of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He guides you along the way. You know, we used to sing a song, lead me, guide me along the way. Lord, if
yes,
you
sir.
Need me, I will
yes,
not
lead
stray.
Lead me.
Help me. That's what we cry out for. Help. That's what we cry out for. Prayer. That's why when we feel like we haven't heard from him, we start seeking him again. You know, we feel like, well, I usually look for him on the right. I can't find him. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes he's still a way that you may seek after him. He may distance himself that you may follow after him, that you may prove over to over what your mouth, you say you love him, so he wants you to show your love. Hallelujah.
Show
your love.
Show some signs.
yes, that's it. We thank him. We thank him. With that being another for prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank the Lord again for this lesson, how he has blessed us, this Holy Spirit again, how he has been in attendance with us. We thank him, how he has consecrated our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive him this day. We thank him. We thank him for the prayer request because we know if we're going to come back, we're going to allow a good report to come back. Hallelujah. So we just are excited about these prayers that he's entrusting us with, that we're going to all touch and agree and pray. You may hear one voice, but there's many touching and agreeing and thanking him. There's even many in advance thanking him for what he's going to do. We're excited about what he's going to do because we know he's going to make a way for us. We're just thanking in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come in the humblest way that we know how, Father, humbly before your throne. Thanking you, Father, for the opportunity that we may come all, Father God, together, corporately, Father, but we realize and know that you can answer each and every one of us individually. So we just come touching and agreeing, thanking you, Father, lifting up Brother D and his family, continue to keep them, bless them with the desire of his heart, if it's well, in your will for it, Father God. We ask that for it. Whether it be strength, whether it be healing, whether it be revealing, whether it be protection, oh, hallelujah, whatever, what look into, hallelujah, the heart, Father God, and bless, give it what is so desired, and we know it desires more and more of thee, hallelujah. So we tell you, thank you. He asked for prayer, Father God, for Brother Pajo, continue, hallelujah, to look upon that end. Someone, he may be grieving over loss of a loved one. But Father, we know that you can give your special attention in that. And you can, hallelujah, you can ease the wounded heart, even the broken heart. You have a special way of just letting someone that's hurting know that you're there and
yes,
that you care.
Lord.
So we said thank you,
yes.
Lord. Our hearts are overjoyed. Even in this, when you allow things, hallelujah, to happen, Father God. Our hearts are still, though you slay us sometimes, but yet
yes,
will
Lord.
We trust you. Yet will we
yes,
lean
Lord.
Upon you. Yet will
yes.
we adore you, depend upon you, Father God, for you have been there in times past, and we know that you
yes.
are still there. So, Father God, give strength,
yes.
hallelujah, to the weak, the wounded, when some feel like the outcast. Give strength to some to feel like they haven't heard from you, Lord.
Yeah.
Give strength, hallelujah, only you can do, hallelujah. What no one else can do, you can turn that no into a yes, and even the yes into a no. You can turn a bad doctor's report into a good doctor's report. You can turn when men say, well, no help for us, Father God. You can make our hearts know that, hallelujah, regardless of circumstances and situations, you can make light in the midst of night. Hallelujah. In the midst of despair, you can bring joy, hope, hallelujah, out of sorrow. So we thank you, Lord. We lift you, Lord. We praise your name this day. Hallelujah. We are happy even in advance, Father God, for we know you're able. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your listening ear. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless us all. Keep us all in your care, Father God. Help us and bless us that we stay close to thee. Hallelujah. Keep us near the cross, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Let us ever be reminded of what you've done for us, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you for Calvary. Continue to consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits. Bless us to continue to receive and understand what you have for us, even in your daily, our daily word, Father God. Continue to open our ears and our hearts, that we may receive and understand. In Jesus' name is our prayer. We thank you, Lord, and we love you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I've been through enough to know that when it's all over, I'll still be standing. I don't care what you're going through today. That's all you need to ask God to do for you. I don't care what the doctor says. All you need is just one. You just need God to touch you.
Just one touch.
I know I'm
just
not
one.
Much.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank
touch.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes I feel so unworthy. I'll never be very much.
I'll never be very much.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Touch me. Until the hand of Jesus come,
Lord, touch
and reach out and touch me.
Touch me.
You see, I looked at my hands.
Oh, yeah.
Touch me.
I want you to know my hands look new.
Yes, it did.
I look down at my feet.
Look down at my feet.
And they did too.
They did too.
Here's what I got. I've been praying. I kept on praying. Oh, yes, I did. You know I kept on praying. Yeah, Lord. And just a few days ago,
touch me.
I was lost in despair.
Lord, touch.
I needed a touch from the Lord. I looked all around me. I looked all around me, all around me. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Touch me. But no hope for me.
No hope for me.
I can talk right.
Touch me.
If you touch me.
If you touch me.